With regional and Senate elections due at the start of October, politicians have agreed on a means of allowing the thousands of people likely to be in quarantine at the time to cast their ballot. The proposed amendment to the law, which is to be approved in a state of legislative emergency, will allow three alternative forms of voting. Daniela Lazarova has the details.
The right to vote is a fundamental human right in the Czech legal order, but according to a special article introduced in 1995, people with a highly infectious disease, such as tuberculosis, lose that right, since enabling them to do so would present a public health hazard. However, the exception introduced into the Czech legal order did not envision a pandemic such as the present one, and politicians have scrambled to find a solution that would enable the thousands of people likely to be in quarantine at the time of the regional and Senate elections to cast their ballot. The Interior Ministry put forward several proposals, including drive-through voting, voting by post and by proxy. At a meeting on Wednesday, the leaders of the country's parliamentary parties rejected the two latter suggestions and agreed on drive-through voting, complemented by two other alternative means. Interior Minister Jan Hamáček explains.
V tom zákoně zůstávají tedy tři možnosti volby.
We've agreed on three alternative means of voting for people who are in quarantine. We will enable drive-through voting for those who can avail themselves of this means. We will set up special ballot boxes in institutions under lockdown. And the third possibility is the so-called mobile ballot box, in which case commissioners will visit people in their homes to enable them to cast their vote, while taking all the necessary precautions.
According to Health Ministry data, at the present time there are around 3,500 people in quarantine in the Czech Republic. The number of people who would need to use an alternative means of voting at the beginning of October is hard to predict. However, Interior Minister Jan Hamáček says the system would be able to serve tens of thousands of people if needed. Deputy Interior Minister Petr Mlsna explains.
There will be 78 drive-through points around the country, one in each district. They will each be manned by three soldiers and one commissioner. Voting at drive-through points will take place on Wednesday, that is 2 days ahead of the scheduled elections, so that people who have already cast their ballot will be crossed off the regular lists. The second option will be ballot boxes in places that are under lockdown, such as old age homes. And the third is the mobile ballot box. If you're in quarantine and can't leave your home, then call your regional office by 8 p.m. on Thursday and ask for a special team to bring a ballot box to your home. This will not be the regular commissioner's team, which visits old or otherwise sick people, but the special drive-through team in the given locality.
With regional elections and elections to a third of the Senate due to be held on October the 2nd and 3rd, lawmakers will need to approve the proposed amendment in a state of legislative emergency. According to Deputy Prime Minister Jan Hamáček, the government should approve it on August 17th, the lower house will meet to debate it on August 19th, and the Senate soon after.